Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. The shockwaves following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last week are spurring a countrywide conversation about race. And school district leaders from around the state say there need to be conversations about how race affects classrooms as well. Superintendents with the state's METCO Diversity Program, which helps students in Boston attend suburban schools, gathered this afternoon to demand justice for Floyd and to call for unity against racial discrimination in schools. We're joined now by Dan Gutekunst, superintendent of Needham Public Schools, to talk about how he and other superintendents hope to use this moment to spur greater change. Superintendent, good afternoon, and thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So you were at the event today. What was your takeaway from the statements that were made?
Well, it was great to see so many superintendents of METCO districts. There are 33 communities that are involved in the METCO program, along with the METCO directors and some METCO board members. The presence of all of us together at this really challenging time is important to demonstrate to the community and to our students.
What are you hearing from teachers in your district about, you know, how they're addressing George Floyd's death and these protests? How are they addressing that with students?
Well, I'll tell you that this week has been a really difficult week for, in particular, our staff of color and our black staff and our black students and families. They're in pain. They're angry. And quite frankly, many of them are exhausted. And I talk to teachers about how they're feeling and what they're thinking. And they want the tools, they want the permission to be able to, throughout the school system, pre-K through 12, have developmentally appropriate discussions about race so that we can actually make some change.
The topic of race, obviously, is in the fore right now. How do you feel your district has handled issues relating to race in the past? And are there any incidents you've had to deal with?
Unfortunately, it does occur. And it's occurred more than a few times under my watch. And this happened earlier this year when some swastikas were scrawled on a desk. And in the past, when an epithet or the N-word has been used, we pause and we try to take an opportunity to talk about what's going on, why is it happening, and what can we do to address it. There just seems to be a catalyst now for saying, wait a minute, we have to talk about these things. We have to let the community we're going to talk about these things, and we're going to address them in a way that makes sense in the educational setting.
Why do you think it's important not to shy away from the topic of race or hate?
If you pretend that it doesn't exist, it will come back. And it sends a lesson to the young people that we are going to ignore it. And by ignoring these acts of hate, we're not moving the needle. We're not meeting our obligation as educators. Every child should come into school knowing that the adults in that school are watching out for them and are going to address issues that may impact them directly or indirectly.
How do you think the conversations you're having now and the events of the last week may change how race is discussed in your classrooms in the future?
I begin with me. I've got a lot to do. As far as our teachers and our principals, many of them are in different degrees of readiness. And of course, there sometimes are families and parents in the background, white families who may say, why do we have to emphasize that? Why do we need to be talking about that instead of this? And I believe it's important that our students have an opportunity to acknowledge the other, that there is actually a gift in someone who does look different than you do. We as adults might be uncomfortable. We may not want to have these conversations, but the children are hungry for them, and we shouldn't shame them or make them feel that they're doing something wrong. It will always perhaps be uncomfortable. I know it's uncomfortable for me, but at least we have to get into the conversation.
That's Dan Gutekunst, superintendent of Needham Public Schools. Superintendent, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.